imbi yesithandathu sibuyele kweliphondo njengelingele lokulwa indlala nenhlupheko kwimimandla ethile yephondo yempuma koloni umbutho isiyakholwa development foundation nosebenza ke kumiseleni inkxasomali social employment fund neliphulo ke likamongameli lokuvelisa amathuba engqesho kweli uqhubekwele ukuba ubinze ngezitiya zemifundo kumaziko ajongene nophuhliso lwabantwana abasakhulayo i-ECDCs ngamafuphi phakathi kwezinye eliphulo ke liza kuvelisa amathuba engqesho kubantu abangaphaya kwewaka linamakhulu amathandathu linceda i-ECDCs ezingamakhulu asibhozo kodwa ke kuva banzi ngeliphulo on the line we are now joined by Siyakholwa CEO Dr. Rejoice Shumba. Thank you so much, Doc, for joining us and welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, thank you so much. Please do tell us more about the program that you are offering in terms of trying to alleviate poverty in some parts of the province.
All right. So towards the end of 2021, the IGC advertised for social employment funds implementing partners, what are called strategic implementing partners, and Siyakholwa applied to participate, and our application was successful. So in June 2023, we started implementing the Social Employment Fund in the Eastern Cape. Our main focus is in the Eastern Cape, but we do have a small number of participants in Gauteng. We were awarded about 1,000, just over 1,000 work opportunities that to be created in the Eastern Cape. And we created the work opportunities mostly in the early learning environment because at Siyakholwa, we are a franchisor of Smart Start, and we are already training unemployed people to become early childhood development practitioners, what we call franchisees. So we were already playing in that space, and we are utilizing our work opportunities to create opportunities for unemployed women who are interested in the ECD space. And we have... Hello?
Yes, you can continue.
And we have created what we call... ECD assistants. So these unemployed people on the social employment are working in ECDs as assistants, assisting the practitioner because, you know, when you're starting your own creche, it's a small business, you don't yet have money to employ people. So now we employ people to assist the ECD practitioner in the creches. Mm. And this has been a really great partnership because those people are quite interested in early learning but did not have the opportunity to work in these spaces. So we've created those opportunities for them to work in these spaces. Mm.
So what are the sectors that you are focusing on in terms of helping people to, like, in terms of creating jobs?
We're also focusing on creating community gardens, particularly in the Mthatha area, East London area. We have created community gardens that we have employed people to work in those community gardens and produce vegetables for that we supply to the ECD centers to then cook for the children. We also supply to old age homes. We also supply to orphanages. Mm-hmm. So that they don't have to buy vegetables. The vegetables are produced in the community gardens by these people that we've placed in those gardens through the social employment program. Mm.
So you only identify these homes that are the old age homes and the orphanage homes, and you don't go like in rural areas in terms of the poverty program?
We do work in rural areas. We also have these community gardens in Kaiskamahook, which is quite rural. We also have some in Tata. And those communities are actually meant by people that are employed through the social employment.
So what is your primary role in terms of alleviating poverty in those communities?
So we receive the funding from the IDC, and we employ the people, we identify the people, do the recruitment, employ them, and we manage the work that is actually happening on the ground. So our role is to create the spaces where people can work. And through the IDC, we are receiving the funding that we then channel to pay the wages of these people. So we are more of an agent, what is called a strategic implementing partner for the social employment.
So if there's maybe a listener that is listening here and is interested in terms of being part of those that get this opportunity, is there a way that they can reach out to you?
Yes, absolutely. They can send us a message on our Facebook page, Siyakholwa Group, and we'll put them on the waiting list. They can also reach us on LinkedIn, and we'll put them on our waiting list. If they don't have access to social media, they can also send us an email. They can send the email directly to me at rejoice@siyakholwa.co.za.
Dr. Rejoice Shumba, inkosi kakhulu.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you. Lo ke mphulaphuli ngoyingqonyela kwaSiyakholwa Development Foundation, uDr. Rejoice Shumba.